Good afternoon. Today is Friday, August the 3rd.
All day.
214th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, wannabe fireman, Dave. Still city manager, Tyson.
How are you this fine month? I brought you the sunshine.
You brought me the sunshine. Okay. Little Mr. Sunshine arrived. Got lots of stuff to talk about. We'll kick around what's going on in Eureka and why there's not more of it when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. Talking shop this afternoon with Dave Tyson, number four, huh? You sure they didn't care about you?
I was expendable, I think.
So they kept throwing you in the water, and that's where the swimming thing came from?
Yes. Yeah. Sink or swim.
Yeah. Which did you choose?
I guess I learned to swim.
Yeah, there you go. Our quote this afternoon, it has nothing to do with sinking or swimming. It comes from Dwight David Eisenhower, former president of the United States. Pull the string and it will follow wherever you wish. Push it and it goes nowhere at all.
I do a lot of pushing.
Yeah. play with it as you want, number four. Oh, my. This time of the year, normally we're talking about budgets and implementation and all that, but it seems like it's a little bit unique this year. A couple of different things going on. We don't have big construction projects going on in Eureka, but we still do have a lot of change happening. Jimmy's last day is, what, I guess you got an hour and a half left? And then some guy that claims to be friends of yours and mine steps in.
Probably for the next 48 hours he'll claim to be our friends, and then then he'll become a
then it's game on, and
then we'll be just yesterday's news.
From the city, and certainly the first district in Humboldt County, if you're unfamiliar with it, there is some interaction overlap into the city of Eureka proper, as well as that thing called the sphere of influence. What are your hopes for Rex as a new city, representative at the county level, or is it county, with part of the city? What do you hope for him or from him in that position?
I think for any supervisor coming into a new office or an office for the first time, there's a lot of learning, obviously. As I tell council members coming in to their first months of office, it's an incredibly steep learning curve. There's all kinds of new information, new people, new acronyms. I mean, the list of the alphabet soup is incredible. And for any elected official, that first few months is a tough road. Fortunately for Supervisor-elect Bone, he's had...
It's still rough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Rex.
Rexy, yeah.
For Rex, he's had Supervisor Smith to, help him. And they've been working together closely for, it seems like the last 6 or 8 months. They've been meeting, and Rex has been... kind of shadowing the supervisor to see what the issues are out there. So that's a tremendous asset and gift to all of us that Supervisor Smith has been able to give to Rex, but also to everyone in the county, and especially in that first district.
It was funny. We recorded this morning for Jimmy for next Wednesday, and it was... He went back, and we were going back. When was the last time a supervisor actually helped the following supervisor? We went back to Anna Sparks and Paul Kirk.
That was probably the
last one that really there was some assistance. The phone wasn't glued to the cradle. the computer didn't have peanut butter on the keyboard and all those kinds of, I'll get even with you kinds of things. which now may normally take 4 to 6 months, but I bet you with Jimmy being there and with Rex having had this experience as mentoring, the hand-holding, if you will, for the last 2 or 3 months, I wonder if that same steepness will be there for him.
Well, probably not. And I know Supervisor Smith very well, and I know he will always be there for all of us to support us in our, you know, our efforts, whether it's a, you know, a city official as myself or a business person or, you know, his colleagues on the Board of Supervisors. He's always going to be there for us for that input and guidance. I think for Supervisor-elect Bone, I think as a city official, what I would hope from him is this continued relationship we've had with Supervisor Smith, where he's been very, very concerned about the relationship and very interested in what the city has to say about issues such as the general plan, the housing element, the Ridgewood Village project, our traffic issues, our water sewer limitations and capabilities. You know, you name it, he's been interested in what we've been doing. And I'm confident that Supervisor-elect Bone will also have that same kind of involvement with the city. Rex is already obviously a friend of mine, but also a friend of the community. He has been very, very involved, more so than, you know, most anyone imaginable can be.
Yeah, something about that not having a life is liberating.
Right.
At times. Yeah,
right. I know I'm going to be on the lawnmower a lot more at the ball fields and than I used to be. And
chasing him or in lieu of him?
Well, that might be, yeah, very okay. Well be.
What about that relationship between the county and the city, or the city and the county? Normally it does take some time for the trust to be built. I sense that isn't going to have to be an issue with this one.
No, and I want to say that, and I need to say that the relationship between the biggest city and the county is always rough. It's just anywhere you go in the state, nation, it's that way. But with our county and the current elected officials, it's a very, very, very good relationship, and we work really hard every day to improve that.
KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Dave Tyson.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a 4-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Tyson. Dave, there's a hole in the ground. And short of singing about Elijah and her bucket, what's going on in Old Town?
Well, for a long while, the city has interest in this property at the foot of G Street. And in seeing it cleaned up, it's a former... we'll just say wrecking yard. Been called over the years GNR Metals site. And from what I understand, Union Pacific is cleaning the site, and so they're taking the dirty dirt out and hauling it away and cleaning the site. And we'll be, you know, grading and refilling the hole and cleaning up the site. We're hoping, as a city, we've long had plans of completing Waterfront Drive through that area, so it would connect the Adorney and the Boating Instructional Water Instructional Safety Center, the J Street area, to the Old Town area, which will be nice to be able to have that nice free-flowing area there. The other thing it will do with both pedestrian and vehicle, what we've also had long-standing interest in creating a waterfront park, if you will, open space, along with public access parking at the foot of the G Street area. We've made UP aware of that, and we've also made the Regional Water Quality Control Board aware of that, that's kind of our ultimate plan for that area, is to create more public space along the waterfront. There isn't a lot right there in the old downtown, Old Town area.
You're talking about a parking lot?
Yeah, some parking.
Or combination.
A combination of green, open space, trail, and some parking to access the boardwalk and some of the shops and areas there along the waterfront.
Not extending the dock at all.
The boardwalk would...
Either direction.
Yeah, the boardwalk would connect where it ends now, basically at the foot of G Street, would connect into the top of bank where it would connect into a trail, on-land trail.
That location at the foot of G, is that one of the old gullies that was covered in or filled up? I mean, if we went back to the shipbuilding days, would that be
most
different?
Most of that area down there is on fill, whether it's old mill shavings or sawdust. The ballast from sailing ships were, dumped there. When they'd come in empty, they had rock for ballast. So you see a lot of that down there when you see the rock in the mud.
It's almost like an archaeological site.
It could be, I guess.
Or at least a historical.
And then a lot of it is just, sawdust from the old mills that were down there. A lot of the area along the waterfront is just old sawdust.
So, boy, that just makes my heart go pitter-patter.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you're a builder trying to build
And a mill. And that would have been a what? Please define that for us, will you? look at some of the commerce that was down there. So when UP's coming in and cleaning out, are they getting rid of all the old mill stuff? Are we going to see a huge change there? Or are they just pulling out some of the contamination that is mixed in the middle of all this
stuff? That's a big change, because that area, if you go down there, I didn't go there today, but in the last few weeks when I've been down there, it's a big crater. And it was almost a bigger crater, if you recall. There was some munition that they found in the ground from somewhere in our past.
Ballast.
Yeah, probably ballast from a battleship. Yeah. That was found. So, those are the kinds of things that were, removed from the site. But mostly it's just the oils and the, antifreeze and the fluids out of crushed vehicles.
Refrigerators,
yeah. Just that, all that stuff that got crushed there. And I have a picture in one of my slideshows that I do on the waterfront revitalization plan, and there was a three-story pile of metal on that site. And you look at it, and it's old cars and crushed refrigerators, and just
I was kind of surprised it didn't blow over.
Yeah. But it's and when you look at it initially, you don't really realize how high that is, but it was probably about three stories high.
Certainly been a lot of cleanup down there. What would you like to see in that area? I mean, is it going to get clean? Should it be clean, or should it be taken back to what it was? And
well, in that particular area, we would like to see this waterfront park and
so
open
fill
space.
Fill it back in with
dirt? Yeah, it will be filled and graded. And again, a city would like to create something there, some public amenity.
Now, if waterfront ties in along that drive, is that going to knock out the train tracks? Is it going to be adjacent to? How are those two going to be together so we're not going bumpity, 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 bumpity
like we are
in some sections?
The city has a plan for the area that would keep the rail in First Street. And the city is thus far has been a big proponent of the railroad and supporting of the railroad as a asset that we need to keep for our port. So the city and this city council have been strong advocates for keeping the rail active.
And then there'll be a walk sidewalk kind of against the bluff a little bit, or on the outside?
That particular area, most likely the sidewalk would be on the north side of the roadway.
That'd be the water side.
The water side, okay. Correct.
Did you like my sound effect, by the way?
I didn't hear it.
Bumpity, 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 bumpity.
Oh, that was very good.
It's about as close as I can get to one of those.
It's kind of like an Amco commercial or something.
Yeah, kind of. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The research has tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Tyson. A tie on a Friday, that just kind of feels uncomfortable, me seeing you that way.
I'm very sorry. I had a real important meeting this morning with a
CPA. Well, I knew it wouldn't be this show that would cause the tie.
No, I had a meeting with a CPA and a lawyer, so it sounded that kind
of... Boy, did you get short straws.
Yeah.
Well, dinky straw, I guess, not short dinky.
So,
you could have lost the tie between now and then.
I do want to say this is the first time this week I've worn a tie, though.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which
and shoes?
Is a shock for my staff because I'm usually in a tie and a suit. But, you know, it's just summertime.
Yeah. Rumor has it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the truth. Well, what I tell non-locals and of course, tourists included, is, you know, yeah, we have the fog and the clouds, but that's what makes those trees so big. So,
yeah. Well, right now we can say it's not 100 degrees.
And come it's on not over 100 degrees.
Yeah,
come on over.
Sleep nicely. you got a couple of significant personnel holes to fill.
Really?
Well, that's rumor. Okay, how about just you got some holes to fill? we'll drop the significant in reference to the city manager.
Right.
Okay,
right,
smart
guy. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I know you're not involved, but you know what's going on. Is that progressing? Has it started?
It has started. We have kind of kicked that off about 2 weeks ago. We, as you probably recall, we hired a executive search firm, Peckham and McKinney, who helped us with the city attorney recruitment a couple of years or a year ago. They will be in town next week. We'll be meeting with the city council to interview the council to get their, you know, what they would like to see in a new city manager. And then they'll meet with council in closed session to talk to them as a group, what they would like to see in the process, you know, talk as a group about the new manager. And from there, the headhunter will go out and create a brochure, you know, the ads for the position, really just to get the process rolling.
Picture of the empty desk, parking slot, yeah, all the goodies.
Well, that's the draw is that you get a parking spot as the city manager.
How much latitude is there in the job, Dave? I mean, in the description part of it, because doesn't the charter limit certain things, or does the city council pretty much have carte blanche, and if they want a certain approach, there are no restrictions?
No, the council, it's really a personality fit and what the council is looking for and what they think they need in a new manager. Do they want somebody that's going to come in and make a lot of change? Do they have a lot of change they would like to institute? So they would need somebody that has that style. Do they want somebody who's going to come in and be more engaged in the community? You know, generally what.
So it's not a reference with the existing you.
Well, it should.
It's more of just here's the general description of what we want.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be a commentary on the existing city manager, but sometimes it is. You know, I'm just like anybody else. I have a certain personality trait and knowledge, skills, and abilities. I'm heavily versed in finance and budget, and maybe it's time they would like somebody that's more versed in community development or some other aspect of the city.
Marketing.
No, we'll get
no,
you.
No, good.
That.
That's okay.
So, you know, and then it's personality and fit. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Does the personality fit with the community? Does it fit with the council and their makeup? And that's, you know, a lot of it. Because they're going to get candidates that have the, you know, the understanding of what the manager does and how the manager operates. But it really comes down to, you know, the personalities, and does the personality work well with the council?
Is, I know, you may take the fifth on this one.
Huh?
Not a fifth, put it back down.
Oh, I was going to say, usually that's after 5 o'clock.
Is the city council competent to make those decisions?
Well, of course.
Okay. Then let's go back historically. Not to your choosing, but some of the previous ones. There have been folks that have never been in business. There have been folks who have no idea about what is proper, what isn't proper, what backgrounds are, what they aren't, et cetera, et cetera. I would have personally, if I was there, okay, so I've been in business for a while, dandy. I would not feel competent, personally, to say this is a profile of who best fits a city manager. I've never taken a class in public administration. I have no idea. Yeah. Do I want somebody who's a nice guy? Yeah. Somebody who'll be around for a while? Yeah. But as far as the actual, what are the nuts and bolts we're looking for? I would never feel comfortable in that.
I think for the council, this council you have now, they are qualified to make the decision. And I say that because not only because they're my bosses, but they've been through the selection now of the city attorney, which in a lot of ways is like picking the city manager. Certainly different skill sets, different knowledge, skills, and ability needs. But they've been through that process, and you know, I'm here to say they did a very good job of picking the city attorney. They have a really qualified individual there.
I thought you were here because you were invited to be here, not here to say that.
And
can you tell us why the phrase is really important?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
and the I think before going through that process on the city attorney, the council, there were council members who said the same things that you said. I'm not qualified to do this. I've never done this before. But having gone through that, they now have that experience. I've used some of them from time to time to help me with other recruitments, community development director and police chief. The recent process we went through there, I had two of them in that process. So they got a little more exposed to that. And then some of them have been either public employees and sat on oral boards, have been public employees and gone through oral boards themselves. So they have an idea of what that's like. And then more importantly, and the reason for their chief executive and their, you know, city clerk and their city attorney, I really encourage them to hire outside. Bring in somebody who is skilled in hiring a chief executive officer, a city manager, to give them that assistance. They have the benefit as much as they want to use me in this process as well, and I think the council will want to me to help in some ways in that, and some of them already are. They're seeking my advice on process and questions to ask of the headhunter when they're here next week. And I've provided them, some of them, with a list of, you know, kind of frequently asked questions that you might want to ask a consultant in this capacity. So they're doing their homework. I think, as you point out, there have been councils in the past who have hired managers and they weren't the right fit for the city and they didn't last very long. For whatever reason, they were either the person they hired was more ego-based. They were in this for their own ego and not to better the community. They came across in an interview real well, good personalities, but when they hit the ground, they really didn't have the ability to make things happen. My goal, you know, since taking the job, is just to have brought that stability to the job.
KINS, News and Information Time, 3:44. Yes, there is yet another segment.
Oh, my gosh.
With Mr. Tyson.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:48. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Dave Tyson. A couple more minutes of this.
I won't filibuster.
Pleasurable program, yeah. Police chief, what I've heard on the street is you don't have anybody yet.
I do not. We recruited. We had a panel of applicants. We narrowed that down to three through the interview process, and I had one candidate that I was very interested in, extremely interested in, who decided that for personal reasons he would decline the position. So I'll be going to council next Tuesday night, updating them on the process thus far, and then giving them an opportunity to give me some direction on how they'd like to proceed. Because I have kind of a short tenure, I think it's important for the council to weigh in and kind of direct the process from here, how they might like to proceed. I'd like to keep the current applications active, but go back out in a month or so and retest the market to see if we can draw any more a new interest in the position.
Is that a regional net you're casting, a national? Did you get people from outside of California, Oregon, that were applying for this?
We did get applications from outside of our area and in Oregon. I think the salary we offer is a bit low for the type of city we have, the size of city. So I think the council will want to consider maybe looking at the salary, and I would suggest that they maybe increase that a little bit, and then go, in a month or so go back out.
Well, we'll get, I'm sure, updates as
we
goes by. Yeah. Thanks for coming by, Dave.
Thank you.
We've been talking shop with Dave Tyson. Join us on Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.